about when you gathered the hay? How did you stack it up in the field?
We'd make a rack and put it on and dry it out, but now they let it stay in the field and it gets dry and baled. But we didn't have no balers back then. And back to my father's day, they used to cut the hay by hand.
Oh, I bet that was quite a job.
Cradle wheat and oats myself, but I never did mow no hay with a mowing blade.
Is the cradle the object you're talking about that you use?
Has little fingers like.
Fingers.
Oh.
Just reach back out and get up and put it down on the ground, and here come a binder, tie it, and we'd shop that in the field and let it dry for the thrash, wheat thrash, feed it all. Everybody had their wheat. Didn't have your wheat, you'd be missing bread.
You'd be in bad shape, wouldn't you? What about animals? What animals did you have on the farm?
Well, we'd have three head work animals. Then we had, sometimes we'd had a half a dozen cows, pigs, beef animals.
So where did you keep them?
They was in one side of the barn, and then the pasture.
What about, where did you keep the cows when you were going to milk them? Was there any certain place?
Just in the hall of the barn.
In the hall of the barn. What about pigs and hogs?
We used to grow them crazy.
Where were they kept?
We got what we called a hog lot out here.
A hog lot?
Yeah. That's where we kept them.
Did they just roam free, or?
No, they were enclosed in that lot. They didn't get to go outside.
Did you have a certain place where you had milk, or where you milked the cows, or where you made milk and butter?
We had a big feed trough in the hall of the barn, and that's where we fed the cows.
What about where you made the butter?
Well, you milk the milk, bring it to the house, and strain it up through a strainer. I used a sieve strainer and a cloth below it, too. I want to be sure it's real clean. And then you put that in a churn jar and let it stay till it, say, clabbered, we call it.
Clabbered?
Yeah. And then we churned it like this, but we got where we churned it with electric churn.
Yeah.
But I have churned a lot of time with a churn dasher and a lid on that and just churn till it made butter.
But that was tiring, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't have it in a certain place for it? You'd do it in the barn?
Just bring it to the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have a milk car thing to keep me up. We just brought it to the kitchen.
What about, where are the cows and horses and things, where did they graze around here?
Well, we got pasture here, and growing up, when the cow was growing up, we had a pasture on the creek. Kept them down that during the summer to graze here.
The ones that kept the milk cows here and the others down there.
What's the name of that little river that I crossed?
It's a river. Calapooza River.
Oh, Calapooza. I didn't know. I didn't see a sign and I wondered. Did you raise much cotton?
Yes, we used to raise rice, marta, cotton. We'd have good much, and we've always been fortunate to have pretty good land.